Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to today's show on domestic violence, brought to you by Dr. Melissa on this day, December the 7th, 2021. We would like to discuss in our topic today, am I in a domestic violence situation? How to recognize domestic violence, and types of domestic violence. Throughout this show on today, we will give the national hotline number that you may have in your possession, never knowing when you will need to use it. I will strongly advise you to get paper and pencil or paper and pen or record this show so that you may have the information. And for future reference, always try to have paper, pen, or pencil handy, something to jot down the information that we will be sharing with you. Now, before we go into our objectives for today, which are to discuss, am I in a domestic violence situation, how to recognize it, the stats, and the types of domestic violence, I'd like to share that this host recognized in, I believe, 1994 that she was in a domestic violence relationship, but was quite unaware. Knew something was wrong, but did not know quite what it was. Is that you that's listening? Or maybe you know someone that you suspect of being in a domestic violence relationship. A relative of mine attended a conference and came home in 1994 to share with me they were just coming from a conference and realize as the presenter was talking about domestic violence, said, oh, that's my sister, to herself. And she said, I am going to go and see her. My sister came, said those words to me. I didn't get upset. It was like I was in a daze, and I just listened. Then, Lord and behold, 4 years later, sitting in a classroom, a presentation was going forward, and the person that was speaking was talking about domestic violence, physical abuse. And as I listened to the person talk, I was just sitting there saying, oh my God. I was nodding my head at things she was saying. I was in a domestic violence relationship, but she was being physically abused. She would say, my husband wants me to prepare his food and place it in the microwave for him. Things like that, she said, I could relate to because that's what my husband was having me do. And then I began to look at myself. I can't think of some of the things that she said, but basically everything she said except being hit, because my husband has never hit me, and we have never been into a fist fight or a knockout or hit each other situation. But the verbal abuse, emotional abuse, is what I experienced. And I wrote a book in 2004 titled TTLO, Take the Lid Off, and as you open the page, it says silent abuse. So many people experience abuse or abusive situations. Talk about it. So while we are doing this show, we like to expose domestic violence for what it is. There's no need to be ashamed. Excuse me. I didn't consider myself a weak person, but I wanted to do unto others as I would have others do unto me. In other words, I wanted to be the nice person. So I just wanted to share that with you, just in case you were wondering, how can she talk about domestic violence? So hopefully, as we continue to go into this show week by week, we will share even more information. But for now, I want you to think about it. Do you think you know someone that's in a relationship that's hurting them in some way? Have you noticed a difference in the person, how they're being distant from family or from being around friends or keeping themselves isolated? Do you feel as though you, yourself, that something is wrong, that you're being lost? Hopefully, as you continue to listen to the show, you will find out whether or not a domestic violent relationship. I'm going to give out that national hotline number. They're able to help you wherever you are to get help for your situation. The number is 800-799-7233. Again, the number is 800-799-7233. For the TTY, that number is 800-787-3224. That's 800-787-3224. I guess you're wondering, why did I choose a 15-minute time block to do the show? Well, for one thing, we can't retain but so much information. And after a while, we lose what we've heard. So we like to be brief, concise, and short with the information we like to present. So the question is, am I in a domestic violent situation? Am I in a domestic violence situation? Okay. Is someone embarrassing you in the front of family or friends? That's what I said. Is someone embarrassing you in the front of family and friends? No matter what you're trying to do, is there someone that's always putting down your accomplishment, which allows you to feel like you can't do anything right? Destroying or tearing to pieces your self-concept and your self-image of yourself. Is there someone that makes you feel as though you can't make a decision? Are you treated roughly, grabbed, pushed, pinched, shoved, or hit? Is someone blaming you for how they feel and how they act? Does someone use intimidation or threat to gain your compliance to do something? Is someone telling you that you are nothing without them? After a fight, is someone trying to keep you from leaving? Or leave you somewhere after they have fought you just to teach you a lesson? These are signs of domestic abuse. So what is domestic abuse? It is a pattern of abusive behavior toward an intimate partner, whether it's dating or it's a family relationship, where the person that is doing the abusing is exerting power and control over the victim. And that's what it's all about. They want the power and they want the control. So again, am I in a domestic violent situation? How to recognize domestic violence? Do you sometimes feel scared on how your partner may behave? Do you find yourself constantly making excuses for your partner's behavior? Do you think that you can help your partner change only if you can do something about yourself? Do you always do what your partner wants instead of what you want? Are you afraid to leave your partner because you're afraid of what the person would do if you would break up? Remember this. No one deserves to be abused. Abuse is not your fault. You are not alone. National hotline number, once again, 800-799-7233. Why are we doing this show? Because we want to reach out to others to make them aware of what domestic violence is, what domestic abuse is. Maybe you can see it in a family member or a friend. Sometimes a person just needs someone to talk to them to realize that you have noticed a difference in them that's negative than what they used to be. We're not talking about the abuser. We're talking about the person that's being abused. We only have 3 more minutes left. The number for the TTY is 00-787-3224. The number for the TTY is 800-787-3224. We want to share just a little bit of statistics about domestic violence. Oops, 90 seconds. 1 in 7 women,
1 in 25 men
are injured.
1 in 10 women, there's no data for the men. On a typical day, 20,000 people make
phone calls nationally
to the hotline about domestic violence.
So please, look at your relationship. Don't become a statistic. There is emotional abuse. There is physical abuse. There is financial abuse. There is child abuse. And there is elderly abuse. They're all places where you can find domestic violence. Next week, we hope to even extend what we've talked about today. And we're going to ask you to please have pencil and paper ready to write the information that will most certainly be a benefit to you and your family members. Eventually, we will talk about the effects of domestic violence. We thank you very much for tuning in on today. And we do hope that the broadcast today has been, may God continue to bless you. Have a great day. This is Dr. Louisa signing off for today.